Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. How about heading north one of these weekends? Rhinelander is just a few hours north of Milwaukee. It's an easy drive. It's absolutely beautiful. Let's talk music with Rachel Balin, who is with the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Live music up in the Northwoods. You guys have a lot of really cool options. Let's talk about the concert series up there.
Absolutely. Well, we've actually got a lot of outdoor concerts,
yeah.
Especially this year. We have a brand new amphitheater that was installed at Hodeg Park last summer, and they've started some music in that park every other Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30. So there's a wide variety of bands, and we're just really excited to be able to experience something new.
Is it different genres of music? Is it all sorts of stuff?
It is, yeah. There's some country, there's some stuff for families, there's a little bit of rock in there, there's a wide variety.
I love it. So check that out.
Yeah.
It's free, it's good. And you guys have festivals that happen up there during the summer, too, when it comes to music, right?
We do, yes. So we've got a couple. Hodeg Country Fest is absolutely massive. I'd say between 40 and 50,000 people attend that event in town.
Wow.
Here. Yeah, headliners include Tyler Hubbard, Martina McBride, Hardy, Locash. That event goes July 6th through the 9th in town here. So we're always very excited for the festers to come and join us. And another festival, which is on the newer side, is Project North. That's mid-September. That is a festival surrounding music, art, and sustainability. And that really focuses on smaller bands where you can really discover different genres, different types that are more local to the Midwest. So we're really excited. I think that's the third year for that festival now.
So that's Project North, you said, right?
It is, yes.
RhinelanderChamber.com. You can get information on all the stuff that we're talking about. RhinelanderChamber.com. What about when it comes to different music and arts venues in the Northwoods?
We have a few of those also. We have an establishment called Art Start in town here, and they have created their Roots Concert Series that really showcases talented artists throughout this entire region. That is the third Thursday of each month during the summer, and that is just, you know, donation recommended. So they've also got open mic nights and lots of fun over there. We've also got Nicolay College in town here, which is a technical school, and their group called Nicolay Live. They offer a variety of performing arts events, including music and theater, and all different kinds of things throughout the year.
That sounds like so much fun. And of course, local bars and establishments, many on the water, many in the woods. Give us a flavor what the local bars and establishments are like when it comes to live music.
The nice thing about the events that or the establishments that we have here in the Northwoods is there really is a true variety. So, you know, we've got like a brand new bar called The Bar in town, and they have live music, you know, once or twice a week now, which is fantastic. We've got a wine bar right next to a brewery right on downtown Brown Street, and both of those often have live music as well. Bucketheads is a great bar restaurant right on right downtown. They have great live music, and then we've got some that are on the outskirts of town as well.
Rachel Balin is with us from the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. All right, I always recommend, especially if you're going up to the Rhinelander area, make a weekend out of it, and there's a lot of different lodging options. Let's start with camping.
Yeah, we've got, you know, a wide variety of National Forest campgrounds in the area. We've also got some very local ones like West Bay Camping Resort or Camp Pontiac. You know, in addition to camping, there's also resorts and hotels in the area. Resorts would include a couple good recommendations would be Oak and Bucket Resort or Holiday Acres. They have a restaurant right on premises. We've got five different hotels in the area, including American, which has a, you know, great establishment. They keep it very clean, and you know, can't go wrong there.
Yeah, good stuff for families. Lots of good options for families. And there are romantic little places and cabins and other stuff if you're coming up as a couple, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we always recommend you come on out for your traditional fish fry on Friday nights to some local restaurants and all those good things that come along with it, too, at the supper clubs.
Rachel Balin with us from Rhinelander. Highlight maybe one restaurant that you really like.
My favorite is Fireside because it's right on the lake. You can watch the sunset. You can have a great drink. They have got wonderful bartenders and very good food.
Ooh, I like it. That sounds fantastic. Going to be a great summer in the Northwoods. Check out Rhinelander. The website is rhinelanderchamber.com, rhinelanderchamber.com. Rachel Balin is with the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Always good to catch up. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, you got it. And the beautiful part is a lot of that dining is outside on decks and patios and right along the water. I'll tell you what, it is the real deal. Up next, she is the real deal, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, when Experience Wisconsin continues.